Blog Talk
Praise the
Radio.
Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're just saying, I think when God, you know, he looks on everything. And when he sees the sacrifice or the sacrifices that people are making for him, I believe it's important to him. I believe it means a lot to him when we sacrifice for him. And not saying anything against anything else. I'm just saying that those who have sacrificed this morning, God notices it. I just want you to know he does notice it. And it means a lot to him. So I want you to know this is a very special time to the Lord. And we have come to give him glory and praise. Oh, he's so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that your praise report this morning means a lot. I want to ask Ambassador Benita Friars and Ambassador Pauline Hendricks. I'm going to ask you, Ambassador Hagen, and I'm going to ask you, Sister Cullen, amen. If all of you would get your praise report ready and tell them the goodness of Jesus about how God blessed on this weekend, it would mean a lot. Amen. I'm going to ask you, Ambassador-elect Latanya Williams, amen, if you would get your praise report ready. And I'm going to ask you, Dr. Betty, if you'd like to say anything, and Sister Sheena Brown, get your praise report ready. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, this is a great day for you. Thank you for being there every step of the way. And thank you for being who you are. You are the best father that anybody could ever hope to have. Oh, God, I woke up early this morning and just want you to know that we praise you and appreciate you. Thank you for being there. I want to just get this over to the people as you have given me this new assignment to let people and to really encourage people around the world, let them know how good you have been to them. And yet, it's time to give you more praise, that we need to raise the praise to you, because you let our hearts beat. Last night alone, you let our hearts beat over 100,000 times in 24 hours. Our hearts beat over 100,000 times. You've been so kind, so kind. And it just, God, I just want people to realize how kind you have been to them. If you took away out of 100,000, if you took out 100 out of that 100,000, oh my God, we would be in trouble. Bad trouble. But you let our hearts beat continuously for over 100,000 times, 103,000 times. My. We want to praise you. We want to thank you for your goodness and your kindness. We want to realize that there is nobody in this world like you. Thank you. Bless your holy name today. And still, after giving us 100,000, 103,000 heartbeats, we can still ask you to bless our family, bless our home, bless our health, bless our strength. God, take us through this day victoriously. And thank you for what you've done for us already. and for what you're going to do for us. And we give you glory, and we give you adoration, and we give you the praise. Forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Forgive us, Lord, for all that we've done wrong. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. And we appreciate you. Now, this day, help us, Lord. Help us with everything we even attempt to do. Give us health and strength. Oh, bless every person on the front line today, a special blessing. And God, these are special people who made a sacrifice for you. I'm going to ask you, God, thank you. I'm going to ask you to shake the chuck tree for them. Lord, right here in America. Hello? Excuse me, Lord. Every person who's listening overseas, shake the chuck tree for them. You're the one who lets blessings fall all over the world. And please shake the chuck tree all over the world. Africa, get ready. India, get ready. Haiti, get ready. A special blessing, I believe, is coming to you. Yeah, God, shake it. All in Germany, all in Russia, and in France. In every one of those 195 different nations. Who could do that but you? God, you're real. They need special blessings. I'm asking you to shake that chuck tree and send special blessings everywhere in the name of Jesus. Let somebody sing the song in their city, in their home. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. What he's done for me. Oh, 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 oh. What he's done for me. Oh, 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 oh. What he's done for me, Lord. I never shall forget what he's done for me. God, let somebody remark, oh, my God. What he's done for me. Let him sing that song. What he's done for me. I never shall forget what you've done for me. And bless everywhere. Look on those less fortunate. Those down and out. Those who are having to look for their meal, Lord, somewhere. And depend on people to help them. Look at them, God. Look on them. And help them in Jesus' name. Those who are in the hospital sick and need to be healed. God, whenever you step in the room, cancer is subject to you. It must obey you. You don't obey cancer. Why would we worship you? If you were a cancer worshiper, why would we praise you? If you were a diabetes praiser. But you're the creator of all that. God, thank you for it. Thank you for what you're doing. If people didn't have it, then we wouldn't know that you could heal it. So thank you for it. Bless, bless, bless today everywhere, oh God. Bless everywhere in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and we give you praise and we give you honor and adoration. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty way, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the front line. Are y'all awake? Amen. Everybody awake. Amen. I just want to say good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bless you, all of you, everywhere. Thank you so much for being with us on this holiday here. Thank God for Jesus. Who laid the foundation. Thank God for Jesus. Who opened up the way. Thank God for Jesus. Who leads us each day of me. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I want to hear your praise reports. People don't have a church, and this is their church. I want you to fire them up. Amen, somebody. Amen. Has God been good to you? Has he made a way for you? Amen.
Good morning.
I want y'all to come on and give you praise reports about what God did. Yeah, you fool around, amen, get a great blessing. Just remember what the Lord did. Every person who wants to give it, it's open for you. Amen. I want to maybe get a volunteer. Oh, I preached hard yesterday, and maybe I get a volunteer who will take it. Amen. Get these praise reports. Willing worker, be ye also ready. All right. Who would take the praise reports this morning? The line is open to you, if you will.
I will, Doctor. I will.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hendricks. Pauline Hendricks, God bless you. You were on the front line, on the block line last night, and you did wonderful. Wonderful. God bless you. All right, the line is open to you. God bless you. Give us your praise report and then get others. It's open to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. 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 This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912
Ambassador Hendricks. Ambassador Hendricks, I got to get those praises. Amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
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 Good morning, Lord. Good
morning,
Lord. All of y'all should speak to the Lord. Amen. Let's try it again. Everybody open your
mouth.
Good
morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, yeah. Amen. And let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. I know a lot of people are vacationing, not in this morning.
Thank you,
Lord. We give it unto you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on,
thank you, 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 Hendricks, 912 area, Georgia. Amen. We give God praises on this morning. Thanking him for watching over us last night as we slept. Thank you for the early rising this morning. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. God is so good. We thank God for our chief ambassador, Dr. Daddy. Amen. And our mother of the nation. Glory to God. Every ambassador, everybody. God is so very good. And I want to say amen. Happy holiday, America. Independence Day. God is good. Amen. We thank God for everybody on the line. And my praise report for today. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I am so excited because I brought this praise report on the blog line Saturday night. Glory be to God. I thank God. I'm going to give a praise about my grandson, my oldest grandson. I had him on the prayer on the youth line with him. With Dr. Cypher and Ambassador Gina Hodges, and I had him on the blog line. Ambassador, our chief prays for him. God is so very good. He lives glory to God. But anyway, my praise report is that he lives in Chicago. Amen. And he does security work. Hallelujah. And they called him, sent them out, hallelujah, and he was in Utah, 34 young men in Utah, hallelujah. So they was on their way to Wyoming in a bus, glory be to God, and the bus caught on fire. They sent us a video, and if you could see the flames of this fire going up over that bus. And the bus, the door was locked. Nobody could get out. And he said to us that he was sitting in the very back of the bus. And so some reason or another, he came to the front to speak to somebody. And he just kept on talking. And he sat down in the front of the bus. Glory be to God. And then after a while, somebody hollered, fire, fire. And everybody started jumping up, running, pushing each other, shoving each other. And the bus driver was trying to put the fire out. The door was locked. He took his foot, kicked open the door. Glory to be to God. Kicked the door open. Glory to God. And when he kicked the door open, everybody just got out. Hallelujah. And when the last person got out, the bus went up in flames. God is so awesomely good. Hallelujah. And I give God praise on this morning for saving each and every one of their lives. All 34 of them. Only two of them had to go to the hospital. And I tell you, God is so awesome. He's so very good. So that's my praise report this morning. How he blessed him. How my grandson kicked that door open.
Prayers
are being led. Oh, he said the prayers of the righteous.
Glory.
Listen up. And I know that God is allowing us, our master ambassador and all, to just pray for the people. It may not look like that it's going to work today, but he's reaching out to help those that are less fortunate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We need to praise him for those 34 that were on that bus. I bless you this morning, and you have a wonderful holiday.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Lacey. Thank you for that praise report. Amen. Do we have another praise report?
Good morning.
Morning.
Ryerson. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I praise God. I just thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just thank the Lord for service on yesterday. Service was really good. I enjoyed it to the highest. I had to go to the office, and while I was in the office, I could hear our pastor singing, "Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down." And when we got finished in the office and we came out, young people were just all over the floor. And our pastor, he hadn't even preached. And what had happened was when he started singing that song, "Satan was going to tear your kingdom down," I found out that the young people just began to come to the altar. They were all over the altar, stretched out, and they were just praying and just praising God. And the service was so good, and it was so uplifting just to see the young people going forth in the glory of the Lord. And I just enjoyed myself. Then after that, later on, our pastor, he did get a chance to preach. He got a chance to have some words. But God is good, and God is yet in the saving business. He can do anything but fail. I desire your prayers. Please pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador Frasser, for that lovely, wonderful praise report. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have another praise report?
Good morning, this is Ambassador Mother Digby from Area 708, Richardson Park, Illinois. I want to give honor to God and to the well-addressed line and to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, for how he keeps me by the day with a mind to hold and follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for that on today. And I want to say on Friday, the 1st of July, I have been retired from my job, from my one job, 33 years. And I worked 30 years on that one job. And I thank God for being retired 33 years. And I want to say I get a small pension, but I told him it has never been late. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for blessing me to see this 4th of July. And I thank and praise the Lord for my grandson getting married. And he came, he lives in Kentucky, but he came home and brought his new wife for us to meet and for us to welcome her into the family. And I thank and praise the Lord for them going back home. I enjoy company, but I always be glad when they go home and I get back to normal. And I thank and praise the Lord for this anointed land. Thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. We had beautiful service on yesterday. And three young people came up to be saved. And I thank and praise the Lord for that.
Oh, I praise
them. Amen. Thank you, Mother Digby, for that beautiful report. Hallelujah. Three young people came to the Lord. Amen. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God praises for every
thank
soul.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Do anyone
you.
Else have a praise this morning?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Hagen. God bless. Good morning, everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. As you can recall, there was a sister on this line who had come, a young lady, and she testified about how she was shot seven times close range. And she'd had surgery after surgery to try to remove all the bullets. And most of the bullets were removed, except there was one particular bullet that was lodged in, not too far from the heart area, I believe it was. And the doctor said that they could not remove that bullet because if they removed that bullet, it would have cost her her life. It would have killed her. So they had to let that bullet stay in. But do you not know, last night, the Lord gave her a miracle, and the Lord caused that bullet to just exit her body, and she caught it in her hand. And she was so excited and amazed. She brought it and showed it to me, and I was excited too. I'm telling you, God is a miracle-working God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Hagen. Oh, glory to God. That's a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Do we have another praise report?
Do we have another praise report? I just got a little surprise for you all. I mean, y'all prayed so hard, and prayer changes things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to ask a very special guest. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Are you there? Sister Bria, are you there?
I think it was Bria. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All right, just a minute. Sister Bria, are you there, Bria?
Yes, sir.
All right, speak a little louder. Amen. This is the young lady that y'all prayed for so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, I want to say to Bria, some of the people who were praying for you so hard, amen, and you at home, she surprised us the other day.
Jesus.
Amen. And when her sister saw her and when Dr. Betty saw her, they just both went to screaming and knowing there was an answer to prayer.
Thank you.
Bria, why don't you give us a say? It's up to you to say what you want to say, okay?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
For the past 6 months, since January all the way into June, I had been in North Carolina in a holding platoon, not being able to carry on with my training because I had fractured my hip while I was in training. And as soon as I started to progress, everything was going great. I went back to training, and then all of a sudden, I tore the muscles in my biceps and in my back.
Okay.
And I just asked the Lord, I was like, Lord, is this something that you really, really want me to do? Is this the path that I'm supposed to go down? And the Lord told me yes. He told me to keep praying, to keep having faith. And I, for a short amount of time, I did lose faith. I did think that God did not hear me because I was in so much pain. I wasn't progressing, and I thought God just had left me to just be out there all alone. But then I talked to my grandmother, I talked to my grandfather, and they both let me know that they were praying for me, as well as all of you are praying for me. And I thank you, and I thank the Lord for healing me.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sheila Brown. I just like to thank the Lord for answering our prayers and having Sister Bria on the phone with us. But I just want to say this because the Lord had gave me something last week in my kitchen about sheep, and he just confirmed it when I heard her voice. And I'm like, that's foolish. That sounds crazy. I'm not going to call the chief and tell him that. But the Lord just brought it back to me. He said, if Chief believes, then he will receive. And God brought it back to me. That wasn't foolishness. That was me, because he had Bria this morning with him. So that was the Lord. And Lord, forgive me for my disobedience. I just like to thank the Lord. I'm excited for you, Chief, and Lady Betty, and Bria. May God bless you all. I have a sister in North Carolina. She's been in the Army for 7 years, and she's been praying with us, too, for you, Bria. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Brown. Amen for that prayer and support.
And Mother Hendricks, Sister, yes. Ambassador Hendricks, this is Sheila Brown again, and I just have another praise report, and I have to tell this praise report. Last week, the prayer line prayed from I didn't want anything else this particular day. I just wanted the Lord to bless my mother, Bobby McCullough. Last week, the prayer line prayed for my mother. Thank you all so very much. My dad and mom was married. I'll make it as brief as I can. We're married 50 years. My dad went to be with the Lord 3 years ago. And my mother has not been the same. In other words, she needed that healing that God used the mother, our new mother of the nation, to pray about. She needed a healing. She hadn't been to Clarendon, Arkansas, where her mother resides. She's 92 years old. Mom hasn't been there in 3 years. To her family reunions or nothing, to see her mom or nothing, since Daddy went to glory. But I thank the good Lord, I was not selfish that day. All the Lord told me just to pray for Bobby McCullough. Thursday, my mother called me, and I wasn't able to get the phone, but I called her right back. I said, hey, Mama, what you doing? Where you at? Mama said, I'm 200 miles from Clarendon, Arkansas, and your uncle's. So I thank the Lord that he blessed my mother, and he honored those prayers. This is her 92nd Beth reunion, very, very important family reunion. Comes from her mother, and I thank the Lord that he answered that prayer. He healed Mama mind and her heart, and he got her there to Clarendon, Arkansas. May God bless you all.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Praise report. God is so very
thank
good.
For Jesus.
Hallelujah. How many more thank you want us to get, Chief? Thank you, Lord.
Let's keep on maybe a couple more, two or three more.
Amen. Someone else would like to come with the praise report.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Yesterday, when I went to church, I had a real nice time at church yesterday. The pastor was preaching, and I felt like the pastor was talking directly to me when he was preaching yesterday about stress. And on last night, thank you, Jesus. A lady called me on the phone. I didn't know who she was. She asked me did I work for the Coalition for Independence, and I told her that I did. And she said that she wanted to know if I could take care of her mother. And I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus, because I need another job, because the job that I have now, I don't work that many hours. So when me and the lady got to talking, she asked me that I live in Wyandotte County, and I told her that I did. And the only thing about the situation is that she stays in Leavenworth, Kansas. But I thank the Lord that I got the call, because I have been looking for me some more clients to take care of. And I know if the Lord blessed me with that one, he'll bless me with another one closer to me, because I don't have any transportation. I ride the bus to work every day. I don't have a way to Leavenworth. That's some miles away from where I'm at. But I thank the Lord that he blessed me with that call, because I know he'll bless me with another one. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and your my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
I
just pray for her right now. Father,
hallelujah.
You said you would supply our every need.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you blessed us and you filled with the car.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good running car. And name of Jesus, a good man in God.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Never give up. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lucille. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
And I want to thank
Amen.
You for receiving
God bless
the car. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Do it. He did it for me. And he has no respect to person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we give God the praise for you. Amen. Anyone else
with a
praise
report? I want to add to that prayer. Lord, I'm asking you to give this woman a car.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe the Lord's in the car giving mood.
Thank you.
Need a car. I'm going to ask the Lord to give you one.
Thank you.
I'm about those in real need.
Jesus.
Thank you because you are so compassionate.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the one who can move on this earth and cause hearts to open up. The bowels of mercy to open up unto these precious people.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm asking you, Lord, to shake the chunk tree up in heaven and give these precious dears, precious hearts, a call those who are in need.
Thank you.
We believe you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. What you're going to do. This will get you more glory, God.
Glory.
We'll give you glory and praise you because they know you're the one who did it.
Yes.
And you're doing it. So please do this, Lord. Just for your glory.
Yes.
For your praise, for your glory.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we'll testify about it. Tell others what you did. And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've never seen this before, but
thank
I see cars.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see him falling right at your door.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Anybody receive it? I see it.
Yes.
I receive it.
Right
in the
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of them have bows on them. That must mean that they're new cars.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you pray a prayer or preach a message, it's to you first. I receive it, Lord.
Help, Lord.
God bless all of you. Back to you, Ambassador Hendricks. Maybe get
Amen.
Some
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else have a praise report this morning?
Good morning. God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from. God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Louisville, Kentucky. Just want to give a shout out to God this morning for the miracles He has been working in my life.
thanking God for all those that are on the prayer line for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty and everyone that's on here. God bless you, bless you, bless you. And I praise God for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Glory. Thanking God for waking me up this morning with the mind stayed on him, a mind to serve him all day long. And when I read in my Bible and it said in Psalms 124, if it had not been for the Lord, glory to God, on my side. Hallelujah. And we always turn the end of that, where would I be? But I'm thanking God right now for picking me up out of the muck and the mire and placing me on the highway and a straight way and making the rough way straight and the crooked way straight and the rough way smooth. I am thanking God right now, and thank God even for the youth prayer line. The Lord has been working miracles on the youth prayer line. We have the 50-50 on there, and God has been working miracles and working wonders on there, and praising God we do. Praise God. Thank God for hearing Bria on the phone this morning. I see she has graduated from the youth prayer line to the adult prayer line, and we praise God. Love you, Bria. It's just so good to hear your voice. Thanking God for another day and looking at all the miracles God has worked. I can't help but praise him. And praise is what I do. And thank God once again for everyone on here and hearing all the miracles. Thanking God. We were on a bus, Ambassador Hendricks, and we were riding this bus to Chicago to go and see and be with my grandchildren graduating. And I just prayed, because it was on a bus that we shouldn't have been on, but the people let us get on because we had missed our ride. And praise God, even on this bus, a young man fell out in the aisle and had a seizure. And when I saw then why God had placed us on that bus, because the Lord said, just touch him and say, in the name of Jesus, the blood, cover with your blood. And that calmed the young man down while the ambulance got there. And when the ambulance arrived, the young man was a little incoherent, but God blessed that young man that nothing else happened. He didn't end up destroying his tongue or anything like that. So we're just glorifying God, because I do know that there are things and many things that could happen. But when you cover yourself with the blood, God got it all under control. And I say again, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, where would we be? Thanking God for each and every one this morning. God bless you. I love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. Join us on the youth prayer line tomorrow night. God bless you.
Bless you.
Ambassador Hendricks, go ahead.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I want to thank God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. I thank God for Rhea. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I thank God for Rhea being back, because two, three Sundays ago, a girl in my church, one of the Air Force girls, she got drowned. She was 20 years old, and we had a film. So I just thank God that the Lord brought Abril back, and she's doing beautiful, and we continue to pray for her and everyone on the line. I just thank God for it, because continue to remember all our young people, because they need the Lord. And thank you, all y'all, for your prayers for praying for me and my family. May God bless you. And y'all have a blessed 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
One more.
Thank you, Chief.
All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Hendricks. You did wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. Can we get one more? All right. God bless all of you who gave your prayer reports. We'll try one more time. Is there anybody else? Can we get one more? All right, y'all.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Peterson. I thank God
to another day. I know a lot of kids to say out there, man, it's good. I think that the last night I was on the ground, man, and my goodness, it was so bad. I don't know why. I'm saying, all that pain started having in my feet, in my foot, because it's healing, didn't it? And I